Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you are. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
It is morning where we are, and today we are taking calls for on-air readings and also discussing psychic developments. If we get to our topic, I think what we'll do first is take some callers and then discuss our topic a little later in the show, so we're in reverse order today, but we've had some people waiting in the queue for quite a while, so we want to get to them. So what we'll do, I think, Neil, let's take the callers in the queue and then pause, even if we get other callers, discuss our topic, and then the others can come on in the second half of the show. I want to invite our listeners and callers to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook account and the Twitter account is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. There's also a page that you can find via the Facebook page that's linked on Blog Talk Radio, Neil and Kristen Baker. There's also Neil Baker Psychic, which you may like. And the number to call today, 914-338-0164. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. 941 is our first caller, then 562, then 971. Please keep your place in line. You'll all get a reading. Just be patient. 941 is our first. Hi. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Carla.
Carla, hi.
Hi.
With a C, right?
I would
right.
like a reading.
Yes, it's C-A-R-L-A?
Yes.
Okay, Carla. Where are you calling from, Carla?
Florida.
Florida. We get a lot of people from Florida. Lots. Is it hot there?
Extremely.
Ugh.
Like 100.
I'm sorry.
So.
Huh?
It's about 100.
And I don't know, are you on speakerphone or a headset or anything?
No, I'm on a regular phone. Can you hear me better now?
Now, yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
Much, much better.
Okay. It fell out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does tend to creep down when you're holding the receiver to your ear. What is your birth date, please?
2-8-65.
Okay, 10, 20, 31. 4, I wrote down 5 and 8, so that's in her linear birth date. I wrote down 5 and 8, which are numbers in your linear birth date. But Carla, your karmic number is 31, and your master number is 4, so you get 4 by adding 3 and 1 together. So there would have been a change in 1996 in your life. What happened in 1996?
Yes. A divorce.
A divorce. So you were divorced in 1996. Interesting, too, because you're kind of in the theme of your karmic and master number, that 31. The 4 is relates to the heart chakra, and 31 is an imbalance in the heart chakra because of the 3 and the 1. It's not like an even division like 2 and 2. So you had a divorce, and you're currently 52 years old?
Yes.
1996 is 54, so she'll have another change at 54, right? Wait, nine.
Well, she's having a change right now.
Now, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are having a change right now. Sorry, I'm trying to do arithmetic quickly in my head, and I'm not too successful. But yeah, it's 52. She has a change.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she just turned 52 in February.
February.
Yeah, and actually, those are her first and last numbers going backwards. So your last number, 5, and your first number in your month, 2, it happens to be your age right now. So kind of interesting that you're calling the show. Neil, what did you want to tell her?
Yeah, as Kristen was pointing out, your master number is 4. And so your life goes in increments of 4. However, your karmic number is 31, which is not divisible by 4. So you actually have 2 multiples of 4 going on from birth and from the age of 31. 31 is the karmic break at which you had a divorce, meaning you married a past life energy that had to do with a lot of karma, but it wasn't a transcendent relationship, meaning it didn't move forward into your life after the age of 31. Now, here's the thing, Carla, I'm not sure yet why I'm getting this. There might be a total accurate measurement to it. Maybe it's something symbolic, but I'm getting a dot. When I first heard your voice, I felt a daughter. Do you have a daughter?
2 of them.
Yeah. So I don't know you, but I was picking up a daughter. So you said, I just want a reading. So when you said that, your daughters came into it. So first of all, your daughters are, well, obviously your daughters were important. You know, you gave birth to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something going on with your daughters now that is part of your meaningful life today. Doesn't mean that you don't have your own meaning in life and your own thing, but there's something going on, I think, with the youngest daughter. Now, we don't know yet. I don't know yet what it is. I'm just crawling through here. But just say yes or no. To your knowledge, is your youngest daughter going through any kind of trouble?
I think yes.
Okay. So in that regard, we open up the story a little bit.
Shall we get a birth date for her daughter? Not yet.
Not quite yet, but that's a good point. In the family history, in the family background, is there any drinking problems, alcohol?
No.
And has your daughter ever been around anyone? How old is your daughter?
24.
Okay, so has your daughter ever had a boyfriend that was a little wilder?
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he drink?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she with him or not with him now?
No.
She's not with him.
They broke up.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's good news. I think that your daughter, Carla, there may be some sort of lost transition that she's going through, because maybe she did love this guy at one time and maybe the breakup was necessary, but it might leave your daughter a little bit, well, a crude word, lost. It's like she's trying to center herself. Is she in a relationship now or not?
I'm not quite sure, but they do have a child from it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
A boy or girl? Boy?
Girl.
Girl? Mm-hmm. Where's the boy? Where's the young boy? Do you have a brother or anything? Are you an aunt?
No, I'm not an aunt. And no young boy.
Oh. Okay, there's a...
Oh, yes, young boy. My oldest daughter's. I almost forgot.
Your oldest daughter is a boy?
No, my oldest daughter's son.
Yeah, your oldest daughter's son. Boy, what a lapse of memory. Yeah, that's a minor. Okay. So obviously, yeah, because I was picking up boy and I was thinking, why am I getting this wrong? Okay, so because you're right now thinking about your youngest daughter, because your two children come from different regions of the soul. In other words, your two daughters don't come from the same soul region. One daughter came from part of your soul, and the other daughter came from another part of your soul. So when I was alluding to the younger daughter and the alcohol problem she had with her former boyfriend, your mind was there, and it just negated that there was another young boy, your grandmother. Oh, that's all that meant. So what we're defining here is that you, Carla, have different, Well, if you want to say it, you have different past lives with your two children, with your two daughters. They don't come from the same material. They come from different energies.
What are the birth? I think we can get the birth dates now. What are the birth dates of your daughters?
The oldest one is 7/26/85, and the youngest one is 1/14/93.
1/14/93, and the youngest one is the one that's 24?
Yes.
Okay, but do you remember, Carla, when I said earlier in the show that I'd written down 5 and 8, that actually happens to be the year that your oldest daughter was born, 85.
What's her birthday?
7/26/85. See? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So 7, 8, and so we're working their master numbers here.
38, 11, 2.
Of this first?
Yeah. So that's a problem there.
And 4, 5, 6, 16, and 12, 28, 10, 1. They're both compounded.
What's the other birthday?
1/14/93. So your oldest daughter is a 38/11/2. She's compounded, meaning that, and so is the second daughter, meaning that the karmic number has to be reduced twice. And there's a complex nature to people's lives that are compounded. You know, there's a dense past life history and karma that they're dealing with in the current incarnation. So there's multiple issues. Because in your youngest daughter's previous life, she would have been a 27/9. So, you know, at that point, you're supposed to kind of maybe get it. The last of the master numbers. And so she came back as a 28/10/1, which is the first master number, number one. And then the other is number two. They're 21 together, 3. Interesting.
Yeah. As Kristen's trying to explain to you in terms of the numerical codes in your birth date, which have a great depth of interpretation, you actually have in your birth date
the karmic.
Your daughter has born in 85. But you have an 8 and a 5 in your birthday too. So your daughter's year is located in your day and in your year, the same number system.
And the karmic number, she's born on 2/8, Carla. And her youngest daughter is a 28/10/1. So that's there. And not only that, but if you go to the crossover, so if we go to the century, you have 2/8 in your birth date, but if you add the century 10 to it, that's your oldest daughter's karmic number, 38.
Yeah. And then the oldest daughter has a 3 and a 1 as her last and first numbers, and that's your karma. Well, because you're 31 equals 4, you may be thinking, oh, these numbers
I'm so confused
mixed
you.
up, but I don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. Just understand that there's a meaning behind the numbers. They do mean something. And in our brief radio readings, we have to incorporate that as we begin to interpret things. And so, you know, you might be left in the dust a little bit. Maybe you do understand it. But anyways, there's a meaning behind it. There's a meaning behind why we are connecting to this cold reading, if you will, regarding your daughters, because there's something very significant about, one, the daughter that had the ex-boyfriend who was alcoholic, and the other daughter that has the son. They're both coming into the reading.
And not only that, I just want to mention that both of the daughters are still in their karmic phase. They have neither of them have reached the age of 28 or 38. So there's going to be a change upcoming for them at that time.
Yeah.
Big change, but they haven't reached that yet. So they're kind of in a more fixed position in their lives until they reach that point.
So I guess you have to kind of ask yourself, Carla, where am I as a mother in relation to my daughters? What role do I play at this point? Of course, being a mother, you play a role, but the significance of how you've come in to this world and you brought these children into this world, your connection on that line of thinking is still pertinent to your current consciousness. So there's going to be probably some role you'll be playing therein. Also, I don't know why, but I'm getting a little bit of a remodeling going on in your home. Now, that could be symbolic, or it could be literal, or it could be something you've been thinking about. Do you live in a house?
Yes.
Have you been thinking about remodeling at all?
No. But I
have
think there's a change going to happen. I can feel it.
So you're not thinking about it, but you feel that there's a quote remodeling kind of change going on in your home?
The remodeling I'm thinking of is more of either me leaving.
Yeah. Well, that's legitimate, too. Because the remodeling and you leaving would be that actually you're in a different home. It's remodeled. It's a different house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remodeling of the environment. You're about to go into a change, I feel, Carla, that we don't have time to get into the depth of that, but
mm-hmm.
you're going through a change now. Very pertinent. Don't forget, you're on your 13th multiple of your master number.
Which is your karmic number inverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is a change now. And 13 is considered, you know, the age of confirmation, change, womanhood. Well, you in cycle of master number, you're going through that change. So you're going through a change. Now, the change is going to be positive. It opens up positive things. So that's where we have to kind of stop the reading today. It's a
mm-hmm.
positive note. It's a change with positive prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carla.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for finding our show. And again, you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call after the show, 562-596-7818 for more conversation. Okay, 562. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Raquel.
Can't hear you at all. Sorry.
How about now?
That's a little bit better. What's your name?
Raquel.
Raquel. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're faded out. Are you on a headset or a speakerphone?
I'm on a cell phone.
But is there like a headset attached or are you like
No. Just
have the phone to your ear?
I have it to my ear.
Okay.
Is it with a C-Q?
Is it R-A-Q-U-E-L, Raquel?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
7/17/76.
7/17/76. Okay. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Okay, so I recently moved from the Los Angeles area to the Irvine area.
Okay.
And I live in a newly developed area, and it's directly across the street from the hangars, the El Toro base. Are you
from where? Sorry.
The El Toro base.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And it was on the hazardous list site it was removed in 2014, but they're currently doing work across the street with the groundwater. And it was, you know, in the 30s and 40s, they had poured jet solvents and other hazardous compounds into the ground. And I'm just worried about, you know, my environment living here.
Okay, so that's where you're living now, but you're thinking of moving?
Right.
Okay, and
well,
the reason
I'm,
for your...
I can't
go ahead.
Move now.
You
I'm,
can't?
I'm
are you
not
in
able
leave?
To move now.
Are you
well,
in
I want to leave, but I want to know if this is... if it's a cleared area, if it's truly cleared.
No, well, what I asked, I'm sorry, because it's hard to hear. Why can't you move? Are you currently in a lease or is it a financial situation that doesn't allow you to move?
Yeah, it's a lease.
It's a lease, yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're in a lease for how long?
For another year.
Another year. So you just, wow,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of tricky. Whether it's safe or not, you know, it's funny because in 2014, she had her change. There's something happened to you in 2014, but you mentioned 2014 as the time that the place that you're living was cleared. So it's kind of interesting that
uh-huh.
coincided with your date.
You know,
Raquel,
the element of groundwater contaminated, all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
clearing it. I mean, that's good news. There's good stuff about that. But also, molecularly speaking, there's always something left. There's always something there. There's, you know,
right.
The
of course.
Clear clarity is never an overwhelming factor of accuracy. But, you know, we can't, we walk outside, we breathe the air, we have problems.
Right.
But we're talking about something more acute than that. I would suggest that you were there for another year. I don't think you have to be faced with anything, well, this is our psychic opinion, that you have to be faced with anything detrimental. You might want to take precautions like bottled water and,
oh yeah, of course.
You know, don't have a don't grow things in your garden, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe air filtering a little bit, things that might be economically sane and accessible to you. But I wouldn't
I do all of that, but we have to bathe in the water. So that's what, you know, worries.
The bathing in the water is it, you can mm-hmm. get a filtration system on your shower. Have you looked into that?
Uh-huh. I have that as well.
You're kind of caught, Raquel, because you can't leave. You're in a year lease, so you have to make the most of it. I think too, there's a lot to be said. Okay, here, there's a lot to be said for energy field. And if you're in any other part of stress in your mind about your environment and what you can do to protect yourself, there's a lot to be said for the energy field of one's being, the etheric realm and things like that, and protecting yourself best you can through thought process. I don't mean to delude you into thinking that that's all you need in life in order to protect yourself. But if you're asking us pertinently, in a pertinent way, really, should I leave? I mean, should I break the lease? Should I leave? I would say no. You know, I don't think we're in that. You're taking precautions. You know, I don't think you're bathing in the water, but my God, I mean, if you really want to get nutty, there's so many things out there in the environment that you have to be worried about.
We're in one of the most polluted areas. I mean, we're in Southern California as well, and it's polluted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're breathing the air. I know what you're saying as far as not wanting to expose yourself to more pollution. But if you take precautions and protect your energy field, I think what we're saying
is that
it's going to be okay for a year. You don't see anything sort of like getting cancer or something from it.
We're psychics. This is our opinion. You know, I wouldn't take a shower and gulp down water, but you know, you got clearance, but that's not the end of all things. There's precautions you have to take, but there's precautions you have to take, you know, going out in the sun, being near a freeway, exhaust, when you pump gas. I mean, the world is filled with it. Let's face it, it's hard to live in the world and be germ-free and pollution-free. It's not going to happen. Even the highest trees in Yosemite are getting it. So it's everywhere. I wouldn't get nutty about it. You're aware of it.
Okay. I feel a lot better.
You. If you feel like moving in a year, you're not happy, have peace of mind and move. But I wouldn't stress out for a year like this, where I think we might be going.
I got a little stressed out because of the numbers, and then I saw that I have a compounded number, and then, you know, my move in last year in 2014, so I figured, okay, do I have karmic energy here?
You mean a karmic tie to the land there? That is going to be a negative thing? I don't think so.
No, we're not getting that. Not to that degree. You know, you fall into more of the category that, just rationally speaking, that anyone could be exposed to that. You fall more, but karmically, like, is the pollution devil out to get you through karma? No.
Raquel, real quick, what happened in 2014?
I just moved.
So it's another moving situation.
Not here, but I did a different move.
Okay, another moving situation.
Are you living alone now?
No, I live with my fiancé.
Oh, so you're not married, but you live with your fiancé. You're not married yet.
No.
Yes, you live with your fiancé.
Yeah,
they live together,
but they're not married. They're fiancé. They're obviously not married if he's her fiancé.
Anybody born in September in the family?
My mother, my niece, both on the same day.
Is she alive? She's born September. Yeah. Well, she's coming in. Is she alive or she's alive?
Yeah, she's alive. Mhm.
Uh huh. Does she is she in relatively good health? Good genes?
Well, she's her. Well, they're both. My mom and my dad are actually sick right now. They have the flu, but she actually she's in good health now. But she did have cirrhosis of the liver, but she's in a better place now.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
She was diagnosed with that 15 years ago, but she's in good health now.
Wow,
uh-huh.
That's a pretty serious diagnosis.
Yeah. Was there any alcohol problems in the family?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it, everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing that, you know, September came in, so that brings in your mother, and that brings in the...
Oh, my aunt did die of cirrhosis of the liver, and she was born in August, but...
there's a liver thing going. Your mom had it. They're having a flu. I'm not
mm-hmm.
worried about the flu right now. She had cirrhosis of the liver. You don't
no
drink.
One,
if you do
no wonder
drink,
she's concerned about what she's, you know.
Yeah. If you do drink, you don't drink more than one glass of wine, do you?
I do have, you know, I do have a few glasses of champagne here and there. Yes.
Few glasses of
a
champagne.
Few glasses of champagne
yeah,
here.
Not every
then,
day,
meaning,
but yes.
Meaning
I
like
how
twice a month you have a couple of glasses of champagne?
No, weekly, probably.
Weekly?
Like on the weekends?
Like you drink a bottle with your fiance or something like that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we do, but not daily.
But like a weekly thing.
All right.
Yeah, like on the weekends we go out, we have a few cocktails or we have dinner, you know, things like that.
Yeah. You know, you have a propensity in the family, the dynamics and all that gene stuff, and you just be wise and be conservative. But this just brought us, September just opened up a little bit more depth into the reading, meaning that your mother has a problem. She recovered from it. And so.
And their sister also died of the same disease. Yeah.
The sister died of the same disease. So it's a family.
Uh-huh. You got to, you know, be wise. Just be.
Conservative and modern in your in your drinking, I would say. Especially because you're...
I know I have the tendency.
You have the tendency to overdrink?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Don't say, of course. Change your brain, Raquel,
excuse
and
me.
Say, I do not have the tendency. I am conservative. I stop at a certain
mm-hmm.
limit. You got to start training your brain or you'll carry that message into an area that could be compromising you. So don't start to redirect your brain. That's the structure it
uh-huh.
and just define differently the way you see life. Don't give into that propensity.
Okay.
I won't make a champagne recommendation to Raquel then. Which I would have done, but I probably shouldn't. So, okay. But,
thank you.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps you, Raquel.
It really did. I was really nervous about it, and I feel more at ease. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, we appreciate it, and we'd love it if you joined us here on Blog Talk Radio or on Face. Okay. She was saying something. Sorry, Raquel, I muted you a little too early.
Oh, that's okay. I'll follow, and I'll listen to the show again, and thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, I always forget to mention we are on iTunes and in the archives on Blog Talk Radio, of course. And I think we're on Spreaker. So there's a few platforms where our show can be found. Okay. It's 971 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Holly.
Holly. Hi, Holly.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
What's going on?
My boyfriend and I had a really, really big fight, and I left him, and I'm just wanting to know, like, if this is going to be permanent.
Oh, if the breakup is going to be permanent?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon. Where in Oregon?
On the coast.
On the coast. We've spoken with you before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
We haven't? I don't know if she wants to be that specific.
Where on the coast about? Where are you?
Lincoln City.
Huh.
Okay.
First of all, let's get your birth date.
11/4/79.
Okay. 32/5. All right. And what about your boyfriend?
I'm just feeling like really disrespected by him. Like he's just not getting it. And he keeps promising, you know, that it'll change. And I'm just not seeing it. And so I finally just had enough and left him. And I'm just wanting to know, like, if he is eventually going to put forth the effort. Because I do love him. But.
And what's his birthday? Did we get his birthday?
His birthday is 5/14/80.
Oh, 5/14/80. That's interesting because he's born on the 14th and you're 11/4, essentially, if you move that one over, that's the 14th, the day he was born. What's his?
28
Yeah.
You know, Holly, when I first heard your voice, I felt that your issue was going to be that you felt alone. I didn't know what you were going to bring up.
I do. Like, I feel disrespected. He's not there, you know, a lot of the times. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm just a toy to him.
Well.
And he keeps promising change.
You're in a little bit of dilemma because for your better peace of mind and health, you made a choice that was healthier for you. But at the same time, it still leaves you with loss. And it leaves you with tearing yourself away from somebody that probably loves you and you probably love them, but were it not for their problem, you know, which is commanding over the environment and relationship. You're still caught in this bind, and so you're torn. So you make a decision that's probably healthier, but it still hurts. And what you're yearning for is something that might come back and make things right so that you can rejoin with him. His problem, my perception here is that his problem is he in a best world, he needs therapy. He needs to get over something that really is too overwhelming for him to do on his own. It isn't that he's not, he's frustrated. You're frustrated, but he's also frustrated. Now it comes out in his behavior. So it becomes problematic in terms of any connection he may be making, but you know, this person isn't the only person. It may be important, but your journey in life suggests that you're going to have troubling relationships, yes. But 32, how old are you right now?
38.
So what happened?
2011.
What happened 6 years ago?
6 years ago. A previous relationship that ended really bad, and my life just kind of went spiral downhill from there.
Yeah.
And how long have you been with this person you're with currently?
Almost 4 years. I got my stuff back together about a year and a half after it, that all happened. And then him and I met like a little over 2 years. So.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the initial nature of your conflict with him?
With Mark, I want him to like, I don't want to feel like a second choice, a last resort, an option for him. I want him to like be able to make plans to stick to it, to put me as a priority instead of like everybody else. You know, he puts everybody else as number one, and I really feel like I am just like the last choice. You know, I'm just there when he's got nothing better to do, or he needs wants something. I mean,
Well, you know, the
I know it sounds like kind of like a mourning, but I really feel like that I just don't matter.
But your desire is, the problem is you're stuck in wanting to change him and stay with him rather than break free of the relationship. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
which is hard.
Work, because I do
then,
love him, but I mean, at the same time, like, how can, I feel completely disrespected. I mean.
Well, there's something internal going on, Holly. If his sense of commitment is to, and responsibility are to things that are less demanding, but that's where he puts his input, over somebody who is more significant and one-on-one interaction, and he avoids that commitment, that means that he has a problem with responsibility in terms of that. Now, he may, you know, maladjust it there and say that, well, it's because you do this or you do that, or, you know, you're too demanding, you expect too much. He may put reasons for it, but your feelings are probably very legitimate. And so what you're dealing with is a human being who's having a problem with commitment and responsibility. And it's not organic. You're having to put it in him, which is like trying to hold on to a handlebar when your feet are 3 inches off. You can only do it so long, and he starts to slip again. So I don't think there's a lot of hope here.
There is a lot. What I was going to say is, I mean, I think that their connection is karmic, definitely. And if you look at the number system, she's a 5, he's a 1. Those are his first two numbers. They actually align 5 and 1 in her month and his first day. Her 11-4 becomes a 5-1 going backwards.
Yeah.
So it's a karmic connection. And I think what we're trying to convey is that there's probably someone better out there. I mean, she's past the age of 32, and it's possible that she can meet someone that's more aligned with her transcendence than
well, here's your correct. And here's your the good news. Your fire number in your day is 4, which is heart. In your year, you have a 7-9, which means that the human being that you will be happy with, you'll meet on a spiritual plane, and the relationship will be both sexual and spiritual and gratifying.
And it will have endurance.
Yeah. And the communication will be mutual. Now, you're not aligned with this mark in that way, because the karma, you're getting caught in the element that you have a past life with them. It's vital. It's emotional. It's significant in terms of your experience and in the impact of that in this lifetime with him, but it's not necessarily transcendent. So instead of trying to fix something that's broken, that has some bearing and meaning to it, you're better off to, our estimation, you're better off to break away from that and look for something that has a higher quality of energy that is mutual without putting so much effort into it. I mean, it's okay to work at a relationship, but you know, you got to understand that there's limitations to happiness when you're working too hard.
And of course, we recognize that it's difficult to break free of a situation where there's comfort and some form of security because of the, you know, familiarity with the person. But if you're able to, you know, step forward and shed this, it's probably going to be the healthiest decision. Maybe not what you wanted to hear today, but that's kind of where.
Could you tell me was I just a joke to him? Like, I really feel like he played me like a joke.
What?
No. I mean, you're asking us as psychics, intuitives, whatever. No, you know, the value, and now we get into a problem of your own sense of self-worth. You weren't a joke to him. I think that it's not, there's a flaw in this man's own inner being. You know, he's not perfect. And maybe he didn't treat you the way he should have, and he didn't meet your expectations. But that doesn't mean that he played you for a joke. But it does mean that you need to look at yourself and say, I should have somebody that's more deserving of the kind of energy I put in a relationship. I need that. So instead of being insecure, if I can, we can use that word, and trying to look back at this and wondering if now you can get him back and he'll change, and have that fairy tale work out. I don't know if that's our best piece of advice to you. You're better off claiming that you made the right decision and that with that decision, you will have the confidence to find somebody that is fresh and new and healthier.
Right. And also, you know, you were saying that her self-esteem is lacking. She needs to build that up before she gets into another relationship, I think, because if you go in with these insecurities, then you're just probably going to repeat the same cycle. But, you know, what you're going to say?
What kind of work do you do out there in Lincoln City?
I work at a hotel.
Which hotel?
It's called the Coho.
Okay. Well, I don't mean to invade your privacy or anything, but because really those are two personal questions but I was just curious. The element of this, you stay in the higher energy, Holly, stay in the higher energy, maintain your balance, figure out who's the best human being for your heart. And who makes you feel, have a sense of well-being. Don't worry. Don't examine what this guy thought of you. He's got some problems. But that doesn't mean that it's your problem. It just means that in the journey of your life to find that unique human being, you just need to move forward in your journey and look for him, not look back.
Yeah, she has a great journey moving forward. Her numbers rise,
yeah.
Which is really great, Holly. So there's a lot of hope for you.
Okay.
Oh, are you upset?
I'm upset by the whole situation, you know.
It's hurtful when you're in a relationship and you feel like you're not valued and you're, you know, you feel like you want to fix the situation and earn the person's respect. But, you know, sometimes really isn't worth it. I mean, several years from now, you'll probably look back and say, oh, why was I so invested in that, you know? But I don't know, anything else you can say to her?
No, comfort her
before we move on to the next caller.
You got to examine, you know, you left Mark because you weren't feeling valued. She left. She broke it up.
Are you broken up?
Yeah, I left him.
You did leave. Okay.
So you left because you weren't feeling valued. Don't mourn that. Go forward. You know, the reading is you will find somebody. You have some karma in relationship. That's in your code. But your code switches and changes gears. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, I don't know. Sometime you're 38 now. You could at 40 find happiness, true love. Not too long from now. So you'll get over it. You'll be strong. You're a survivor. You know, you'll do it. But you can always call back the show or whatever.
Yeah, you can always call the show and, you know, you can call for a private reading. There's many options. And, you know, we're here for you and we'll work on the energy for you, Holly, so that you have a smoother transition and this is easier for you.
You know, if anything, lastly, before we close with you, if anything, what Chris and I will do is, you know, we'll put out energy with Mark, see if we can wake him up a little bit. Energy is a fun thing to work with, but only if it's going to make things better, not to perpetuate your sorrow and misery over his reactions to you, you know, or lack thereof.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take good care, Holly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. 562-596-7818 is the number to call. And 770. Is this Maddie?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Maddie. You've been trying to reach us. One day we went completely off the air and I was trying to bring you on, but you couldn't hear us. So I apologize.
I think I remember that. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Really sorry. And then you were next in line, I think, on another show, and then you dropped before I could get to you. So, or before we could get to you, I should say.
Yeah.
So, hi, 1740.
How you doing?
Something. Pretty good. 1-7, right? Is that right?
1745. But I wanted to know about my grandson, 9-19-06.
She's a 27.
And his stepfather.
Okay. 919, what's his year?
His stepfather is 5-21-68.
Okay, wait a second. Let's get the year of your grandson first.
9/19/2006.
Okay, 2006. That's a grandson. And then his, what's the other
stepfather,
person?
Stepfather, 5/21/68.
5/21/68. So it's the stepfather of your grandson that, and the grandson that we're talking about today, correct?
Yes, I want to know, yeah, what's going on with those two, yes.
He's, your grandson's the same master number and karmic number as you, 27/9/5/6/7/8/18/14. So there's, are there problems going on with the two of them?
Yeah. It just seemed like the stepfather is always negatizing.
Mm. Let's get the mom's birthday too, just for.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's your daughter, right?
Hello?
Hi, can
my
you hear
daughter?
Us? Yeah.
Oh, what did you say? Get her number also. You want
yeah,
her number?
Yeah, let's get her birthday. Yeah.
Oh, 12/17/69.
Okay, and she's the mother of the grandson.
The son, yes. Uh-huh.
21/15/36. Well, you know, it's tough with step parents sometimes. I think that's for sure.
They all are nines.
Yeah.
Maddie, the grandson,
son and
the
stepmother,
her daughter.
No, the mother.
The stepmother,
no.
Her daughter.
No, the mother, the stepfather.
The mother and the son is a nine, and I think the stepfather is a five.
Yeah, the stepfather is a five, and then the mother of the son. The mother of the son is her daughter. That's the mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said stepmother.
Yeah,
Oh, she said stepmother.
No. Anyway,
I said,
we're all confused.
Did I say
so the, there's nine going around, and then the five, the stepfather.
Yeah, you, your daughter, and your grandson are all the same master number, which comes to 27, which is the very number that you share with your grandson. Your daughter is a 36 equals 9. The stepfather is a 5. He can be harsh.
Very.
Yeah, he can be harsh. So there's a sort of, not that he is, but there's a sort of military mind in him, a harshness of discipline. It could be because a lot of times when you get into the idea of having a stepson or a stepdaughter, a lot of times human beings become like pack animals. Lions will destroy all the cubs when they take over a pride. Sometimes people are threatened by children that aren't theirs. Not everybody. Some people are loving and they're just wonderful and they have a great energy. But sometimes there's a threatening quality. And then it goes into a variance of how threatening it can be. It can be competitive. It can be put down. It can just be fire. The resentment that he may have as the closeness between the son and the mother, it may be his maneuver to get in there and try to sabotage that. There's all different kinds of degrees to what human beings do when they feel threatened by another human being. And that might be this quality. He's got fives can be wonderful energies in terms of the male creature, but it can also be fiery. And it can be a physically aggressive number. So the shadow here is that the stepfather is probably a little bit threatened by the son, your grandson. And your grandson has the ability to kind of stand up and face him. So there's friction. He doesn't cower down to him, so to speak.
I have a question about the mother. Go ahead, Maddie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said that's very true. He
in
will
terms
stand
of
up
the,
to him, and he will stand up to his mom, too.
What about, your daughter, how does she handle the friction between the stepson and the stepfather, or the son and the stepfather, rather?
I'm not in the household, but what I could see is this, is just like, she's pretty much... Well, I can see pretty much she lets him, the stepfather, just takes over.
So she
I personally feel like the stepfather is not a good influence over my grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your daughter brought him in, so there's a dynamic there that's going to be, it's tough
yeah.
because he's very headstrong, the son is very headstrong, the son is passively mad at the mother, he doesn't like the stepfather. It's a sour recipe.
Well, in my estimation, the mother has to be some kind of sort of the mediator between the two of them. It sounds like she's kind of really stepping into that role of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, things like, you know, you have to look at this. If you're cooking something and it's sour, is it just taste sour or does it really going to make you sick? I think that this is probably a situation where there can be sickness. Unfortunately, it's not healthy. The stepfather is probably beyond. I mean, there might be a good family therapy in the idealistic world for all three to communicate and work things out. That's probably workable if you had a great therapist. The young boy needs to be helped. He needs guidance. Because he's not getting proper guidance from a male energy, and this can cause a problem later for him.
Thank you. And I've been thinking maybe I should take over. Maybe I should pull him out of there.
How do you do that? I mean, is that possible?
I just thought maybe I would just let me take over. Let me raise him.
That's a big step.
Yeah. You're gonna have you still
step.
You're raising a wild puppy there. You know.
Would they even turn? I mean, first of all, would they even turn the child over to you?
I think in all reality, I think my daughter would kind of be happy that I would do that.
Wow. Are there other kids in the household, Maddie?
Do I have kids in the household?
No. Does your daughter have other children, or does the step?
No, he's the only one.
He's the only one.
I could be wrong, but sometimes I think she feel like, oh man, wow.
Okay.
You know, just overwhelmed.
Well, maybe like
if your plan,
on a testing level.
If your
level.
Plan can have a temporary release remove him from a hostile environment, what you're going to need in that journey is proper male guidance for him. Because he's going to carry the journey with him of anger.
Yeah.
And he needs a really good counselor. He needs
someone who can guide him as a male because he's not having that role. It's like, where's the father?
Yeah, grandmother will be good, but he'll challenge you.
Oh, yes. You know what? And that's why I feel like in all reality, the biological father should step in and take him.
That's what I asked. Where is the father?
Oh, the father's around.
So he has an involvement with the father? Is it a good relationship?
He spent time with his father, but he doesn't live with his father.
Hmm. And so, I mean, in terms of custody, it seems like it might be challenging with a biological father in the picture and then, you know, the mother having custody of the son right now to have you step in and just take over. Maybe like you said, the temporary, which I think maybe if staying with grandma for a few months and trying a situation and not making it a permanent move at first to see how things played out would be
smarter. You know, this is complicated because the daughter is going to have to understand how to maintain a relationship because she's going to have her hands filled with her significant other. And then the father is going to have to learn how to place himself into an environment where his son is living with you. So it's a tricky act here.
Yes, it is a tricky. And I don't know, because sometimes she may say, she may say, I don't know if the step, I'm talking about this, she talking about her significant other. She says sometimes, I don't know if he's jealous of my son, jealous of Lawrence, or what. But sometimes it just seems like he don't like him.
Well, jealous, threatened, they all are part of the pack. You know, you have a pie and it's made of sugar and it's made of flour, but it's parts of the whole. Part of this is jealousy, being threatened.
Yes.
This man's own environment, his own conditioning, his own sense of maturity, how he can be a perfect role model for this young boy. Is it still, the young boy is still part of the mother's flesh, and he has to respect that. But if there's no respect for that, that means that he hasn't felt, been felt. He, no one respected him when he was younger. You know, it's a mess.
Yes. Okay.
So it's complicated. But it is complicated. You know, this is
and
the
I just thought
drama.
Maybe. Yes. And I thought
you gotta learn. You know, you gotta learn how to work these some of these problems out. They're there. It's workable, but difficult.
And I'm concerned because the grandson is so close to me.
Well, then you know maybe maybe he can live with you. I don't know. Maybe there can be an arrangement.
He really worries about grandmom and wants to, you know, that, you know, that kind of thing he expressed. Are you okay? I want to go with you, but, you know, just want to hang with me many times. You know?
Yeah, he's a sensitive kid.
And we just...
But he's at an age now, it's crucial in terms of him experiencing his young adulthood.
Yeah, and Maddie, we just got our 90-second warning, so we're about to close. Hopefully that helps.
Maybe
you.
I try to find a big brother for him.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. That's a good
big
idea,
brother,
too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone he can look up to. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe someone closer in age but older.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that helped you, Maddie, today. And,
thank you.
You know, let us know how things progress. Glad we finally
connected.
I definitely will.
You guys take care.
Uh-huh. Take care,
bye-bye.
Too. Okay, bye. Okay, we're back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we will speak with you then. Bye-bye.